Hello, Edge Guy.
Hi, Mike.
Why are you scared? I'm just excited to see you. Let's talk about video games.
Are you high in Vicodin again?
A little bit, but yeah. Preface. Not preface. That would be before. Afterfist. Profist. It's medically administered to me because I get migraines sometimes. And I'm, you know, just home. It's okay, kids. Don't call cops on me. Can you get arrested for taking Vicodin? Am I paranoid?
I think you're arrested for selling Vicodin.
Oh, well, if anybody wants some Vicodin, I won't give it to you because I'm on the up and up. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Kaboom! Kablamo!
Kablamo's July 23rd.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. July 23rd, 2015. I just stopped for a second because I just was thinking about LeBron James. And you see, like...
What?
Well, that's his number.
Oh, 23. Okay, yeah.
It wasn't like out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's what I was like...
You think, hey, are you ready for Space Jam 2?
God, I am.
I'll tell you
so
what.
So ready for Space Jam 2.
The Looney Tunes need Space Jam 2.
Yeah, LeBron's fine, but Looney Tunes
are about as irrelevant.
As a brand, yeah.
So you can't even show old Looney Tunes anymore because it's just people hurting each other and like making racist jokes. That's all the Looney Tunes were.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, I'm spilling shit on me. Do the rest of the intro. I need a napkin.
Oh God, for what? I don't even see anything.
It's all over. Well, it's not that much, but just say what we are.
All right, we're gonna talk about some video games and some news and some what we've been playing.
Oh, it's all sticky.
Jesus. And we'll look at some releases, and that will be the show. So, let's start it off.
We better start off with what I think we're starting it off with.
Oh, we are with Hearthstone.
Oh, so pumped. Expansion number 2.
Yes. So, this is the Argent Tournament.
Well, no. It's the Grand Tournament.
The Grand, excuse
me. But it's like Argent Tournament themed. By the way, I showed you. I loved...
Yeah, Argent Tournament in Wrath of the Lich King was rad as
shit. That was my favorite... I think that was my favorite patch. Because, yeah, the way it was in the game, it was basically before... Ice Crown Citadel with Wrath of Lich King. Like, before you went to go fight Arthas, this is like the last raid patch before. And they're like, well, we need to figure out who's going to go fight Arthas, because of course it has to be a small team to infiltrate.
Well, sure.
So it's like, well, we're going to put on this tournament. So it was great, because there's a bunch of dailies that involved, like, jousting. A lot of cool mounts you can get. There's, like, a quest line involving the Black Knight. There was a 5-man raid with, you know, again, with, like, there's jousting and some bosses. Then, like, the 10/25 man raid was just awesome. It was literally like, you know, like the Alliance and Horde, like, you know, in this tournament, and you fought monsters, and then things went wrong, and eventually the Lich King showed up, like, destroyed the floor, and you, like, sink down to, like, the catacombs beneath, and you had to fight that spider from Warcraft 3. And what I loved about that raid, no trash mobs whatsoever.
Yeah, it was just
boss, little story, boss, little story. It was so good. I loved that raid. And I love, like, all that, like, hoagie kind of tournament stuff. Like, the thing here is, like, this is, like, we're doing like, another tournament.
Just out of, like, tradition now. It's not, fun.
But it's, like, all these, like, weirdos have shown up. Like, Murlocs. There's, like, a pirate who rides a parrot.
Yes.
And stuff. But so the theme is cool.
It seems funny because, like, I mean, Hearthstone in general is goofy. Mm-hmm. Like, even when they did, like, Naxxramas... And Black, like, it's still silly-ish. Yeah.
They turned Kel'Thuzan into a great comedic character.
Yeah, but, like, whenever they do now these one-off expansions, because Goblins and Gnomes had a very similar tone, they're just goofy as shit.
Right, right.
And so the big thing that's going to really screw with the Hearthstone meta in a good way, a lot of cards have a new trait called Inspire,
right.
And these cards directly affect your hero action.
A lot of the cards in general are very hero power-based. So, besides the Inspire, some of them will just be like, while this minion is alive, your hero power costs 1 man instead of 2.
Or you can cast it as many times as you want.
But what Inspire does is it adds an effect to your hero power as long as that minion is alive. I think as long as that minion's alive.
I think so. I'm not positive.
I mean, it would seem like a bit much otherwise. But, like, so for instance, every time you use your hero power, you'll do your normal thing, but you'll also give +1 attack to your hero.
Or
you'll
summon this little minion or something.
Very cool.
Yeah, that
seems really neat.
I think it's cool because it's going to help further differentiate the classes, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is going to be a good thing. I mean, already in my head, like, I was telling you I was playing with a Warlock deck in Arena, and I have that creature that every time you take damage, it gets buffed, and, you know, your hero power is damage. So what if I can just do that as many times as I want? Drop that card, hit myself a bunch, and then just bam.
I think immediately what I think is going to benefit the most is aggressive hunter decks.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be able to
just... Yeah, just, you know, if you somehow got both those cards on the table that lets you do one mana hero power and as many as you want, you could do, you know, in theory, 20 damage with your hero power in a turn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very cool. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Well, we know when it's coming.
They said next month.
About 150 new cards.
Yeah, so, and those cards, like I said, it'll work like Goblins and Gnomes, where you can buy them for 100 gold or whatever. Is it $7 a pack?
No, $7. It's like $10 for 7 packs.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah, whatever.
I think it's just $2 a regular pack or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. It's not bad. And then they're changing arena rewards.
Oh, really?
Well, because people complain that when Goblins and Gnomes came out, arena rewards were just Goblins and Gnome cards. But what if you still wanted the regular cards? So it's going to be just random which one you get.
Okay, that's cool.
Which, it's cool and it's not. Because, like, well, what if I want these new
cards? I don't know why I can't just pick.
Yeah, why can't I just pick which one I want to get? Like, who cares?
Right.
They also said they're going to be working on Tavern Brawl rewards, trying to find more unique things to do with that. They won't confirm or deny if they're going to start charging an entrance fee for that. Which, I feel like they shouldn't, because...
I feel like it has its role right now of making people log in once a week, at least to check that out, and then maybe they'll play more.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's cool to have that, like, one guaranteed free card pack a week, especially if it's just the vanilla card packs anyways.
Exactly, yeah. But did you play it this week?
Yeah,
this week's was fun, where it was just started with 10 mana.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, I'm going to just make a deck with, like, every legendary card
I have. I still play a lot of Hearthstone. I love Hearthstone.
Oh, Hearthstone's fantastic.
I made a...
Now that it's so platform ubiquitous, it's just all the better.
I went on Hearthstone. I made a Shaman Dragon deck, because I haven't really did too much Shaman, so that's been fun. Just, yeah, there's always just fun things to do there. But yeah, 150 cards. You know, they usually put the new cards into the arena barrels before, so. But yeah, excited. Good to see Hearthstone continuing to be supported like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how many Blizzard games I play these days.
Yeah.
And it's mostly Hearthstone and Heroes.
Well, speaking of Blizzard games, Diablo 3 is getting a cool content patch for free. It's adding a new area in quest mode themed around the barbarians. I forget the name of the area. It starts with an S. Sesheron. The ruins of Sesheron. This was the place attacked by Baal at the end of Diablo 2.
I loved Act 5 in Diablo 2. Yeah,
so you'll it's just an adventure mode, so it's not like story-based or anything, but it's a new area, new monsters, new bosses.
That's cool.
And at the end of the adventure quest, you get... It has a different name. It's kind of like Diablo 3's equivalent of the Herodric Cube.
Oh.
That they announced a couple weeks ago. Like, this is how you'll get it, by doing this quest. So it's in PTR right now. They haven't announced a date. I don't know if it's going to come to... It'll probably come to consoles a little later.
Yeah, but that's why I played that game.
Yeah, you know, isn't that funny? Who would have ever thought that?
Yeah, but man, Diablo 3 is fun. I'm excited. I assume there's going to be another expansion at some point. I'm hoping.
I'd like one more.
I think so. Well, I think the last one ended on a big cliffhanger. And I don't think Diablo 4 is going to really be coming that soon. I mean, you know, who knows?
Yeah, maybe not.
But, you know, it'd be neat to see. Mm-hmm. Especially now, because... They're very platform games as platforms. Like, it's hard for them to imagine them making a standalone Diablo 4 when they can just make another expansion.
Right.
And I would almost rather they, anyways, just, you know, give me a new class and act and stuff. You know, new spells. I'll be fine.
Yep.
What else, Ash guy? Knights of the Republic?
Oh, yeah, we can do that now. So, yeah, after 10 years, Knights of the Republic 2 got a big patch on Steam that, in addition to adding Mac and Linux support for the game, it upped the resolution to up to 5K, added widescreen support to the game, controller support, which the PC version didn't have, achievements, Steam Cloud, the whole shebang. And then it also added Steam Workshop support, and they, Aspyr, who does, you know, a lot of these ports, work with the guys who did the content restoration mod for KOTOR 2 to get that ready to go with the Workshop date. So, if you don't know this, the content completion mod for KOTOR 2, apparently that game was rushed to market, and a lot of stuff just didn't get done, but, like, the files were
especially
there.
Especially the ending.
Yeah!
I remember in high school someone complained to me about how the game just doesn't end.
Yeah. Like, so, all that stuff was there. It just wasn't quite finished, and it wasn't, like, programmed into the game and everything. So these guys managed to mod into the game and restore most of the lost content. Then there's an additional mod you can get freely on the workshop. There was a whole planet that was cut, and it, like, wasn't as far along. Like, The text of the dialogue was there, but no voice was recorded. There were just a few missing assets. They actually finished that, too. Like, recorded all the voice work and filled in the missing pieces. Right.
So this is... And I actually own KOTOR 2. I think I got it on, like, some bundle. Some
Steam sandwich.
Yeah. And I haven't played it. And I played KOTOR 1. I loved it. But I was always wary of 2 because of, like, that status as an unfinished game. And I knew there was the mod.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still a little wary. But, like, to have it, like, this new update built around that, I'm super excited now to finally play it.
I'm going to be hitting it up
soon. And I hope that the force push is just as overpowered as it was in KOTOR 1, because, man, that thing was just, like, instant win once I got that.
It was a beast.
It'll be, yeah, but I'm excited. Plus, controller support, all that jazz, it's going to be fun, good times. Yeah. Oh, and once Windows 10 comes out, can I stream from my Windows 10 PC to my Surface? Can I do that?
You could do that right now with Steam.
Oh, what am I talking about?
Yeah, no, the Windows 10 is Xbox to your PC.
Well, that would be fun also.
Yeah, I mean, you could hook your Surface up to your TV and stream your PC to your TV if you want to do that.
The point is that'll be exciting and fun.
Yes.
Do you think, I hope this is all building to, like, eventually getting a KOTOR 3 or something like it.
Wasn't there some rumor that knocking around? Am I making that up?
Well, there was a rumor, but I think some of that came kind of into fruition with...
The SWTOR expansion?
Yeah. So I don't know. Did you see this kind of talking of rumors? Somebody posted a thing that I showed you this, and I didn't really know this site, but going with that Universal theme park Nintendo stuff, their rumor is that
it's a whole third gate.
It'd be a whole third theme park inside Universal Orlando, which already has 2, and it would be Nintendo and like other gaming things, including Warcraft, which kind of makes sense because Universal is involved in making that movie. But it's so much of it is just speculative. It's hard to believe.
Well, I mean, he had no sources aside from whispers.
Well, he said he had sources that he trusted, but right, who's this guy?
Yeah, and you know, like, yeah, we know there's a deal with Nintendo, and we know Universal has Warcraft movie rights, so they're building a theme park. Right. Like, okay.
The thing I found almost more believable was that the Telstar's just going to go where, like, that
Woody Woodpecker is,
because
knows who Woody Woodpecker is?
Yeah, where all
of
that stuff is. Like, stuff that kids actually know now. Yeah. Not Woody Woodpecker and Curious George. But I remember when that was a Fievel. Fievel's
still back there too. He's got that water slide.
No one knows who Fievel is anymore.
Well, it's there.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely need to they definitely need to turn that into like a Splatoon thing then, or Mario Sunshine or something. That's or Donkey Kong. Like, yeah, that's whoa, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it'd be cool, but there's also just not that much room in Universal for a third theme park. And they're already building a water park.
Yeah. Like,
somewhere.
The land real estate. This article claims, like, oh, they're buying property. Like, yeah.
Like, where?
Like, I'm sure if you're Universal's next door neighbor, you're like, oh, yeah, you could have this land.
Yeah.
For a bajillion dollars a square foot. Like, come on.
Mm. Any other news?
Finally, I thought we'd talk about John Smedley, who is the founder of Daybreak Studios, which was formerly Sony Online. He stepped down as CEO and president and is, like, taking a hiatus from the company. So, you know, like, the whole thing with him, the Lizard Squad guy, they, like, hacked SEO and they called a bomb threat to a plane he was on, forcing the plane to be grounded.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was caught and he got off super easy. He's Finnish. And he was convicted on 50,700 cybercrime-related charges. And he got down with, like, a 2-year suspended prison sentence.
Jeez.
Yeah. And so Smedley was like, now how dumb is this? He goes on Twitter, is like, I'm going to get you. I'm coming for you. What do you know? Lizard Squad hacked SOE again and like brought down all their games. It's like,
it's
fine to do that, but don't brag about it on Twitter. So I think like this is a step to kind of get SOE, or not SOE, Daybreak kind of out of the heat.
A little bit.
Like to distance himself a bit.
All right then.
It's a shame it had to happen. I think he was dumb to do that.
And not a good way to handle it. I'm sure, like, you get frustrated and things happen, but...
Yeah.
All right.
That's insecure that Twitch is dumping Flash for HTML5.
Oh, thank God.
I know, I'm just happy. Fuck Flash. I hate Flash. It's the worst.
There are some people who were like... A lot of people who made Flash games back in the day are like, what about our Flash games? It's like...
Who gives a shit?
Any Flash game that was, like, worthwhile, like Alien Hominid or whatever, kind of got an actual
game.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I booted up that Witcher 3 last night, got back into that with the patch.
Oh, cool. How's that going?
It was very nice. The new movement control is better. The inventory stuff is very nice. Having like that separate page for books, having a stash that I can just put all these trophies in. like crafting materials don't have wood anymore. The only performance thing I noticed is that when I was going around Novigrad, the big city, there would be more times where like the game would like do a thing where it like paused for a second and like kind of went fuzzy, and that was like loading a new section for just a second, whereas before it was like pretty much completely seamless. And maybe that'll also get fixed in a later bit.
Right.
But just besides that, it was super fun. Because I dove back in, and I just like, well, I have this side quest to do, and the side quest was like this 2-hour chain, and it was like this whole like complete thing. It was just very satisfying to play through that in like that 2-hour stretch there. That's the weird thing about Witcher 3. Like, I love the side quests are so great, and like the main story quests are good too. But it's like the overall story, I almost don't care that much about. Like, because it's like two parts. It's like you're trying to find Ciri, that girl, which is fine. But like the main thing, I assume, is like the whole thing with the Wild Hunt. I could give two shits about the Wild Hunt right now. Like, then they aren't built very. Maybe later happens later, but they aren't built very much as an impending threat.
Well, and maybe that's good, because that's always a criticism against open world games. It's like, we gotta go stop this dragon from blowing up this city. Okay, cool, but I'm gonna go like look in this cave and build a house and hunt some vampires and.
I guess I almost wish it was almost more like this way, with just kind of being open, almost a bit more Skyrim-y. Where, like, the main quest isn't even that big a deal, but maybe not. Maybe it kind of works well. Again, I have to see where it all goes. I guess, but yeah. So, but yeah, I'm kind of back into Witcher 3, and that's super fun.
Cool.
But besides that, playing more Hearthstone.
We play some more Borderlands.
Yeah, the pre-sequel. It's fun.
It is fun. Just, I mean, I'm kind of coming to peace with Destiny, because I don't want to sound like I bitch about it every week. I kind of found like a groove where I'm enjoying some time with the game now. I'm just accepting the fact that I'm not doing the high-level shit. But you play Borderlands, you're like, this is like Destiny, but with more fun.
Yeah, right. Just a little
It doesn't take itself so seriously. It accepts the fact that it's a loot game.
Right, yeah. There's actual loot. There's almost too much loot sometimes.
Yeah.
The trash loot becomes extensive.
Yes. But yeah, that game's fine. Man, it's just great how well it runs on Xbox One.
Speaking of Xbox One, I've been playing a game, an indie game, one I call it No Time to Explain.
That's the free one, right?
Is it free?
I think it's the Xbox Live Gold. I think so.
But, because I just got a code for it from the developer, but it's cool. I heard about this game a while ago, because this was another thing. It was like a Flash game, and then they made like a Steam version of it, and it was like it had problems for reasons that they kind of went on about. But now this is like they finally fixed it all and has a console release. It's super cool, and it's very silly, kind of a 2D platformer. And, like, the conceit is, like, you have weapons that have a lot of momentum, so you have, like, a giant laser gun that you kind of use to hover, or a shotgun that has, like, a ton of recoil and stuff like that.
So your movement is based on your... So it's, like, rocket jump the game.
Yeah.
And then some.
Kind of, yeah. It's super fun, though, and it's very funny. So I'm enjoying that. Worth checking out.
Very cool.
You know what I haven't played yet? I need to, is Rocket League, because it's all everyone talks about.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I download that?
Jeff Grubb put up a cool video where he got 2 hat tricks, and it looks insanely fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to get on
and
that.
And it's free on PS Plus, so...
Yeah, we should get on that and play that sometime.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I haven't played much else besides the things we already talked about.
Yeah, more Heroes.
More Hearthstone.
I'm trying to play Suikoden in 1 a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's fine. But, you know, I'm like, I could play it. It's not, like, blowing me away. But everyone goes on about Suikoden in 2. So I want to like
get. Gotta play 1 first.
Well, yeah, because apparently you can even import your save file. So
right.
Like, all right. Let's see what it's about.
I guess I'll do that. Yeah. All right. Ready for releases?
Yeah.
Journey came out on PS4.
I love Journey, but I know some people replay Journey. To me, like, I had such a great experience with it the first time. I don't know if I necessarily need to do it again. Maybe years from now.
Well, maybe it's been enough time.
Maybe it has.
Did you hear about this game? Tembo the Badass Elephant.
From Game Freaks.
Published by Sega. I heard someone describe it as if Sega made a Sonic game that didn't suck.
Ooh.
So I tuned into someone's Twitch stream of it on my Xbox, and that's kind of what it looks like.
Ooh.
It looks really cool.
I need to check it out.
Yeah, you're just this like commando elephant.
Game Freaks. Well, like, from time to time, like, make these, like, random digital
games. What was that, Drill Dozer?
Drill Dozer.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. And then they did, Rhythm Knight. That was a 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
That was super fun, too. So, hey, yeah, well, check it out.
Onichanbara Z2 Chaos Banana Split Edition for the PS4? Is that game?
I'll tell you what, I was about to bet all the money I had that was going to be a Vita game.
No, that game, I think Sega makes it. It's like the chick in a bikini with a cowboy hat fighting zombies.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wolfenstein the Old Blood, which I thought had come out.
I still need to play that other Wolfenstein. Everyone apparently really liked it.
Yeah, it's good. Anything that's not crap, new Game of Thrones episode, and Streets of Rage 2 for the 3DS. Ooh.
I just downloaded, I haven't played it yet. That they made that Sonic one for 3DS a while ago, like the 3D version. Yeah. I finally downloaded that.
Oh, it's great. I have that.
Because that's what, oh.
I think this is 3D this same time, huh?
Summer Games Done Quick, I think, starts tomorrow. So that's when the people do like the like 5-day long streaming, 24 hours of speed runs. Yeah. The block looks awesome this year. There's like a classic Sonic block, like a new Sonic block. They've been doing Sonic Boom Rise of Lyric for, you know, shits and giggles. That's sweet music. But there's like, yeah, there's a Castlevania block, all this stuff. They're doing like a Star Tropics. I can't wait to, there's an Ori and the Blind Forest run. Still game of the year, by the way. Right?
Probably. Yes.
What else? What would be your runner-up right now?
Batman's up there.
Batman was good. That's a good story. You, how far are you? Well, I guess you can't say here, but, yeah, sure. Spoilers. All right, then.
Okay.
I'm excited for that, though. We're going to watch. You got to watch some of that with me. Just come over. Bring the kids. We'll watch some speedruns.
Okay.
It'll be fun. You're going to be gone this week. Well, maybe tomorrow, even. All right. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. We always appreciate that. And thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.